The Fall were formed in Manchester in 1977 by Marky Smith, a shipping clerk. They have recorded 6 albums so far and many singles, including Totally Wired, which topped the English independent charts in 1980. The Fall are just completing their tour of Australia. The next voice you hear will be vocalist Marky Smith talking about The Fall and its rise.
Yeah, we are not like crap that talks back. We are The Fall, we were spinning, we were stepping. Come out, as in from heaven. The difference between you and us is that we have brains. Cause we're not the white crap, but we talk back. Bang, fucking bang, the mighty ball. The Fall, we are back. We are back, and this next number is Fiery Jack.
So, the question. Why did you form a band in 1977?
Topic, Pete, this. Right. I'm sick of answering that question.
That's all right. All right.
That's a good question.
A good question?
Yeah, go on.
Well, you have avoided that now for five years.
Yeah.
You think you'll still do that? Avoid them continually?
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah.
Out of choice. We had a brief sort of flirtation last year with them.
Which company?
Well, all sorts of companies. Went to see them and that. But, still the same old crap, you know. You know what they want and all that. And it's just a waste of time.
Yeah. You've just changed now from Rough Trade to Camera. What was the reason you left Rough Trade?
It's dead tedious being on Rough Trade. I mean, they were all right for the money and that, but, I think we just didn't ideologically agree with what they were saying most of the time. And they were very uncomfortable about releasing a lot of our work, believe it or not. You know, this stuff about independent labels giving artists free control is just simply isn't true, you know.
Right.
I found. You know, they try and poke their nose in, what are we doing and that.
You're listening to a conversation with Marky Smith, vocalist for The Fall.
You know, there's a myth about record companies that they'll, you know, follow bands around and sign them up. It's, in fact, the other way around. The sort of bands follow the labels, you know. Sort of. We're always pretty proud like that, and we always like to wait for people to come to us, you know, never come fronting out for anything.
But you don't think that'll change, it'll still...
I can't see it, Pete, no.
No.
The way they are now, it's just a waste of time to us. Be read wrong, might as well get a job.
A real job. What bands are you playing with at the moment in England?
None really. We've sort of stopped that sort of social work part of the organisation. I sort of keeping away from other groups as much as possible.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Are there any bands you used to avoid when you were playing in that circuit?
Johnny Carey. There's people there. It's like people we met at the birthday party and all that, you know, they're alright and stuff like that. But I don't think that works, you know. I don't know what you get. A lot of bands who sort of muck around with other groups and that. You do really, don't you?
Yeah, when you think
about it. Yeah. They have friends in other groups and all that, don't they?
That's right.
It's sickening, isn't it? I think so. It's really bad.
Oh,
it's bad for me writing, you know, it's bad to get influenced by other people.
Just a simple question first. Has Joe Tartel disappeared?
Yeah.
He's gone, has he?
Yep. Dead.
He's dead. The family line's finished, or has Hex taken over?
Yep, Hex has taken over.
What's
the
Hex?
The year of Big P.
Who or what is Hex Induction Hour?
That's like a word I made up. Induction, well, I didn't make it up, but it's a phrase that appealed to me. It's funny, you know, because I found out after that Hex means six as well. And it is, in fact, the sixth album. Which is coincidence, it's weird, isn't it?
Is that right?
Yeah. a good bullshit name. Keeps everybody thinking, doesn't it?
I mean, you carry that across on the covers, don't you, which you do yourself?
Yeah.
You and is it Alan Skinner, is it?
Yeah, he does the lettering for me. I don't use him anymore. I won't use him again.
Well, you're on total control on the covers too.
Yeah.
You did America again for the second time, was it late last year? Did
yeah,
you go?
Yeah.
How do you find that compared to the first?
Oh, it's miles better, yeah. It's great.
You did more gigs or you just...
Yeah, we went right through the country, yeah. Through the middle.
Did they accept you more than the first time? Did they know you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They knew when to like us now.
They've written about you for all these years. And what made you go to Iceland?
They asked us over there, funnily enough.
A plate steel object was fired, and I did not feel for my compatriots, hated even the core of myself. Not a matter of ill health, it was fear of weakness deep in core myself. The fact attainment was out of.
And you did a couple of songs from Hex there, didn't you? Recorded?
Yeah, that's great. It worked really well.
What kind of facility do they got over there?
It's good, it's all like a... Just got about one studio in the old country, but it's a great one. It's like made out of lava. You could get this like stone effects.
Oh, really?
So you have to play a really low volume.
You can do it
and it's still, yeah, and it's still like reproduced good.
Venues,
they have hotels and stuff like that.
Yeah, similar to
cinemas.
Here,
right?
Here's the definitive rant. Slates drive me back, therefore I fade. Hey, Slates, give us a break.
Oh my God. I also read somewhere that Fabulous Kim Fowley was going to do one of your albums once. It's a long time when you're on Step 4.
Oh, that's all, yeah, well, yeah, definitely. We wanted that to never come off.
Too expensive or what?
Yeah.
Because you admire Kim Fowley, I believe.
Yeah, I do, yeah. But we would have to pay for him to come over and all that stuff, so we didn't.
Did you think in 1977 that you would still be a band in 1982?
No, the hell no.
And do you think you'll be a band in 5 more years?
I doubt it.
What do you think you might do?
I don't know.
Solo?
What do you think I should do?
I don't know. I think you should write books.
Yeah, easier said than done.
You were thinking of that, though, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, but I heard the book business is even more of a bloody disgrace than the record business. Have you ever heard anything about publishing? That's funny. You don't pay your royalties until you sell 10,000, I heard.
Is that right?
Yeah, you've got to sell 10,000, and then they start paying your royalties.
But I also read that you were thinking of packing in last year.
Yeah, it was.
What changed your mind on that?
I sort of got dead interested again. And it's the same old things, you know, like, it's just, like, you, like, feel a duty to sort of stick around a bit more. Once you sort of relax and stop trying hard at something, you know, it usually comes dead easy again. I've always found that. Started writing all this stuff again. So.
Was that before you went to Iceland or after?
That was just before, when we got back from America, I was thinking of that. But it was weird, because then we started getting the audience shut up, like, you know, when we went to America. I mean, over in Britain. When we came back, I thought everybody forgot about us, and that, but it wasn't the case at all.
What will you do when you go back to England, do you think?
I don't know.
Considering now that you're not going to tour much?
I think we'll be off to Europe, I think we'll go again. I enjoyed that last time. It could be the language barriers and that, you know.
Where is it? Oh, about just the fact that, do you think you're victimising the press, particularly the music press, which is basically down south as enemies and Nudley Makers and all that stuff?
Do I think we're victimised?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bloody do, actually. It's good you said that, because everybody else goes, oh, it must be great getting all that publicity and all this, you know. And I think it's... You've got to live with it, a lot of it. Because a lot of it is just like... writers trying to be your peer, you know, trying to stick their mentality onto you, you know. Like, that was like almost like a bleeding frame, that's that northern stuff, you know, I mean, it was. When you wake up, do you get my drift? It's like,
yeah.
You know, like, pinning it on us when I was just writing about it. I wasn't, like, saying, you know, this is what, every way everybody should be, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean, that's where it came out. I mean, for writers, it's a disgrace, you know, for educated lads, it's a bad scene, you know, that they can't actually listen to something and not, and, you know, do you get my drift?
Yeah.
It's like saying, you know, somebody does a programme on the Nazis is a Nazi, you know, it's incredible. I mean, we were always slugged off from the start by certain people, and some people always liked us, you know, so I reckon they're both equally of value, you know. I don't think it's any big deal that some writer thinks you're great, you know.
Do any of your albums have outtakes?
Not a lot, no. There is one or two. I mean, they're really bad. I've thought of using them, but I mean, you just listen to them again, they're really chronic, you know.
Do you generally record stuff first and then put it on stage, or vice versa?
Always. Use it different ways. Like, this thing with the seven new songs that are coming out, we'd only done two of them on stage before. Yeah. It's quite unusual.
You did couple of them last night, did you?
Yeah. But, I mean, we had... when we went in for the recording, right, we had a lot of stuff we'd been doing on stage for quite a while. About 2 or 3 months. It was all good stuff. When we got in the studio, I just didn't feel like doing it. You know, the band was, like, too prepared for it, and you can get too well prepared for stuff. So it's good, this last stuff we've done that's not out yet, we just went up to Rochdale, it's, you know, it's right around the corner, it's great, it's dead relaxing, you know.
This is Cargo again, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Just like went in there and whacked them all down. First takes, a lot, it's great.
Do you release stuff generally as you put it on record, or do you sort of methodically wait for whatever, you know, sales to drop and all that kind of thing? Do you plan it a lot, or do you just, as you get stuff recorded, you tend to put it out?
Yeah, that's the way I like to work. I mean, you get all these considerations into it. The only reason I hold back a lot is in case, you know, we're cluttering the market, you know, if we've just had something out or something like that. I think we'll lay off the singles a while. I'm getting a bit doubtful about singles, you know. Don't seem to work very well for us, you know. I mean, it does, they work good as a piece of... but I think they're going up, they get quite expensive, you know, aren't they? It's, for what they are.
Yeah. Well, they're quite expensive. The imports here are quite expensive. I mean,
are they? How much are they?
Nearly $4, which is about £2.
Wow.
Do you get much airplay in England, other than perhaps John Peel?
I don't listen to radio, so I don't really know.
You're listening to a conversation with Marky Smith, vocalist for The Fall.
Actually, the last single was getting, like, played on, you know, Kid Jensen and all them people doing it.
Oh,
yeah, the night, the early evening programmes.
Did that sell chart-wise?
I don't think so, I don't know. We never look into it, really. I forget about it, as if it's out.
You just prefer to put them out and let them sort of live or die, depending on their worth?
It's a bad thing to think about it all the time, isn't it? Because once you fall into that, it's quite bad. Thinking, this is going to do and that, and forgetting who you are, sort of thing.
Do you have any favourite Fall songs? Or songs?
Yeah, stuff that hasn't released yet. That's the way I always am.
Well, you sort of, yeah, as you do a new song, that becomes your favourite for a while.
Best you ever done, Mark. Best you ever done.
Best you ever
done. Best you ever done.
Is this
is best stuff I've ever done.
Who's producing this stuff?
Kay.
Kay is?
Yeah. Because Kay did Totally Wired, you know.
The production?
Yeah.
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Totally wired.
I'm totally wired.
Can you say?
Totally
I believe, I don't know if this is still true, but you've got an American pen pal from Blue Oyster Cult. Is that right, Richard Meltzer?
Oh, yeah, Meltzer, yeah.
Do you still keep in touch?
Yeah. You don't have to be weird.
Here's another one. What do you think you need the money for? More sort of work within the band or
beer?
For beer. That's understandable.
No, it's just that it's be nice not to worry, you know.
But supposing that you got that elusive number one in, you know, England or America, blah blah blah, and made a fortune.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be quite something to worry about, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. You know, you won't be able to go out and all that shit, would you?
Would you pack in performing? And maybe concentrate on something else you might want to do?
Nah, not really. I have no ambitions like that. No ambitions.
So daft, man, don't
I? It's just quite... I was going to say, in the press, you're sort of represented as a pretty strong character. How would you actually describe yourself, Marky Smith? How would Marky Smith describe Marky Smith?
A strong character? I'm a pretty quiet person, really. I don't think I should give them sort of things away on the radio. Really.
That's all right. I quite understand.
Somebody comes over and goes, yeah, don't you think you're getting a bit da-da-da-da-da? People do that, you know. They pick up these things and they sort of ask you questions, and then if you're not careful, you don't know where they've got it from, you know. You think that that's something they've thought up when it's in fact something that you said. So I'll say that I'm really strong and... If anybody comes near me, yeah. This girl came up to me last night and she goes, "You just all bullshit, you are," she says to me, like this.
Really?
Yeah. She says, you don't deliver, you know, your promise and all this. It's really good.
But it's still one step ahead of you. We were early and we were late, but still, live at the witch trials.
You're listening to a conversation with Marky Smith, vocalist for The Fall.
How do you approach recording the songs you write?
The standard procedure for bands is to go in there and that's what they usually do. They usually put the music on and they put the vocals over it. But I found that it doesn't work because a lot of the time the band follows my vocals, you see. So if they put something down and I try and vocal over it, it's a lot of time and everything. It sounds ridiculous. We used to do that in the early days, Witch Trials, and that was, some of it was done like that, you know. And you played it back and you sort of sing along with it.
Oh, right.
Stupid, you know. Because that just means the band's dictating to you, you see, then. What they do, well, now we all go, now yeah, I do it live as much as possible. We always try and get in big studios as well, so you don't have to have. It's remarkable how studios can't really cater for bands, you know. Especially like six piece bands. Because they're all about this bloody size, you know.
Mm.
So what you have is all screens covering up the amps, like, trying to block it all off. And it all looks like DI and stuff like that. Going through, so you're not actually getting a proper sound. Stuff on it, you know. He's really good. His writing is really, like, neat. There's all these biblical things in that you don't notice. You hear it and you think, oh, it's just another country and western song. Like every country and western guy since has like ripped him off to death. But when you listen to this stuff, it does sound like that. But there's like all these things about the Bible and that, and like these sort of ambiguous sort of lines, you know. It's really good. Yeah, he used to bring these records out, like they were like biblical rants about, you know, not drinking and all this, you know. Really good.
Yeah. And you're not religious in any way, are you? Shape or form?
No, very anti-religious.
Very anti. Has anybody ever approached you to do any songs for them?
Any religious people?
No.
Who?
Oh. Musos. They're very religious.
In the Bible, God's own words can say, forever wrong, someday you'll pay. I pray the Lord to set me free. May you never be alone like me.
Are you into CB? Are you really into CB? Or are you just sort of...
it's just a story.
Or like, something, yeah.
Just stuff. Quite pathetic, isn't it? It fell flat on his face. Have they had it over here? We were in the studio last time, when we did this stuff at Cargo, the CB came through. He turned on the speakers when we played the song back.
Great.
Scratching my nose. My code name's Happy Harry. I'm into CB.
What effect would you do you think? Maybe you don't even want to think about that. What effect would you think that the fall music might have on people?
I was thinking that last night because there were some kids there who were. I don't know where we were. I saw them anyway, outside the gig, before the gig, and they were really badly drunk, and they had, like, the fall written all over them. I can't imagine. A lot of people do come over and say, you know, it helps a lot, even if I got you wrong. A lot of people do seem to, you know, get a lot of people coming and saying, you know, thanks for, you know, giving me a bit sober for 4 years. Even if I don't even know what you're talking about sometimes.